use the airbrush or sketch, spray, and emerge magic from all the shadows. The airbrush is like the first drawing tool. You have erasers and boom, the airbrush. It is special because the opacity or transparency is pressure sensitive. So if you press your pen lightly, you will make a barely visible line. While you are at it, don't just draw as if with a pencil. Think turning a circle into a sphere in a single swipe. It is good to rough out or set up the shadows on a face. But yes, you will need to set it thin at first to create your sketch. Very important. You probably want to go crayon thin, not so much pencil thin. And since you are laying down barely visible layers at low pressure, you can sketch around until your eye catches a shape and then press a little bit harder. Unless you are using photo reference directly, do not try to do anything without a sketch. Trying to paint shapes on a face without a sketch is like hitting midnight and turning into a pumpkin. It won't work. Or rather, it will work frequently enough to trick you and then abruptly stop working, leaving you a pumpkin. You must always use a cute sketch. Draw it on paper if you must, then take a photo, stick it into Krita's image reference tool. But never skip the sketch, ever, never. It is the pattern for creating good art. As you begin coloring, or maybe just shading, first you do thick lines, then the thinner ones. When you switch to a thinner line, it is a good time to start a new layer. But the truly big deal here is that you will be painting the thinner, more detailed lines on top of the thicker, more general ones. And that will fill in the gaps between your thinner lines. So you're not going to be starting off on a blank canvas. You already have a background, you see? You know, work on top of it. Even if the shading beneath is very rough, your thinner, more detailed sprays will get mighty support. Don't erase. Don't make your sketches clean. Give them texture, flaws, noise, accidents, and thus character. I almost want to say, never try to fix something. Erase it, find more reference, and start that part again. I think that may be good advice, but this here is a simple poem about simple things. Once you have your sketch and give it girth, a 3D feel, volume, and depth, stop, drop, and roll all the way down to deep grays, almost deep dark, and do the best you can, all that is possible, to put your character into darkness, shadow, night, twilight, shade. Because that will grant you the power of light. Just take a spicy color, draw a sharp sphere, or sharp claws, or glowing eyes, sharp as heck, or a UFO in the distance. and then set your airbrush to a much larger size and very gently, very gently spray a glow. Gently. Psst. See, you can't do that in the daylight. In the daylight, you just give everything boring shadows. But in the dark, you can glow. You can have fire, lasers, lightning, and all kinds of enchanted, magical things and glowing creatures. Where dark woods are scary in real life, in art, they are home to our imagination. They are enchanted and ready for you to bring in some magic. Brrr.